On Monday, three teenage boys drilled into an ammonia pipeline in Riverview, releasing a high-pressure stream of a liquid ammonia. This morning, the Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County, or EPC, received a report on the ammonia leak from first responders and EPC scientists. Ron Rogers is the Assistant Chief of Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue. He said that as many as 70 emergency responders at a time used 5.4 million gallons of water to control the leak that was finally capped Wednesday morning. Rogers said that the purpose was to direct the cloud of ammonia gas toward the Alafaya River and away from neighborhoods.
In a situation like this, we actually sacrifice the environment for people. The people come first. Knocking this down and putting it in the river versus it getting into homes is a key here. So, unfortunately, that's just what we had to do.
Tony Dekila is the director of the Water Division at the EPC and presented preliminary data from the Alafaya River for pH, salinity, and ammonia concentrations. As of Thursday morning, EPC scientists on the river had not yet seen dead fish.
They had not found any indication of any kind of fish kill, nothing out of the ordinary on the water.
Dekila said that even though there is no immediate threat of a major fish kill, the ammonia could cause a kill later if the dissolved oxygen, or DO, concentration in the water goes down.
We seem to have dodged a bullet, hopefully, optimistically, from catastrophic acute toxicity impact. But there's a large slug of nitrogen in the river now that is available to algae. And we get an algae bloom, and, of course, the consequences of that could be a depression of DO, a very significant depression that could, again, have some morbidity issues for marine life.
The fact that the lighter freshwater of the Alafaya River is floating above the heavier saltwater that enters the river from Tampa Bay might be playing a part in creating a refuge from the ammonia for the fish. Preliminary data from a Dekila's team of scientists at EPC have indicated that pH is higher in the surface waters than near the bottom of the river, suggesting that the ammonia has not penetrated to the saltier waters near the bottom of the river.
That ended up, we think, being a good thing for us, because that stratification, the indication that we're getting from that pH being elevated surficially, that stratification may have prevented a lot of that ammonia from getting down into the deeper part of the water, giving the fish an opportunity to get away from the incidence of the ammonia, which may, this is all theoretical right now, but that seems to be a plausible explanation as to why we have not seen fish kill.
But the surface layer of high pH water means there probably is a lot of nitrogen in the river, which could lead to an algal bloom.
I don't mind telling you that they're suspecting that they see some semblance of a bloom in the appearance of the water, and in discussion with the citizen that we talked to yesterday, from his description of the water, there may be something happening out there now. But we'll keep monitoring and let you know.
Board member Rose Ferlita praised the EPC's response to the ammonia emergency, perhaps alluding to the unsuccessful efforts of some members of the county commission and developers to eliminate the EPC earlier in the summer.
I just sit here thinking about the fact that It's also very, very nice that once that's under control, we look at the environment with a local agency that's here to take care of local issues. And so I don't want to not take the opportunity, Dr. Garrity, to thank you and your staff for responding to the environmental issues as well while our fire rescue staff is doing the other. So.